Hi everyone, and welcome back to Season 2 of Small Talks with E. On today's episode, I'll be discussing what I use to run my social medias for my business and how I use them. Before we continue, make sure that you are following this podcast, and let's get into it. Okay, so first of all, welcome to Season 2 of Small Talks with E. This is my second episode, my first solo episode in quite a long time, so I'm going to have to get used to it again. So how I use my social medias and what I use, first of all, I just want to clear up something that a lot of people get wrong about me. A lot of people think I have an iPad. I just run basically my entire business from my iPhone. You don't need expensive computers or equipment to run a business, because I do pretty much all of it from my iPhone. So it's really easy. That's the great thing about having a business, is that it's so easy to have access to just from a simple iPhone. You don't have to have super good equipment, like I just said. So that's one of the things that I really like, is that I can be successful. I can run it just as well as any other person and have less materials. So first off, let's start off with the apps that I use. I have an iOS iPhone, so if you're looking to buy these apps or purchase or get them in general, I'm not sure if they work for Android. All I know is iOS, so don't quote me on anything, and I'm sorry if they don't work for your phone, but all of these apps that I tell or talk about will probably work for iOS if you have an iOS phone. So my probably top seven apps, of course, is Instagram, Etsy for Sellers because I have an Etsy shop, Procreate Pocket Edition. It's just like Procreate for iPads, but for iPhone, it is $5 in the App Store. I think all the rest of these apps are free. There may be in-app purchases, but I don't use any in-app purchases. I just use the free version, and it seems to work very well. So Instagram, Etsy for Sellers, Procreate Pocket, which is paid for. I also use a planning app called Plan with two N's on the end. I'm trying to experiment with a new one called Plan Only, but I haven't really been able to work with that yet. So we'll see in the future. But I use Plan. I don't use it very often because there has been some problems. If you don't know what Plan is, it's basically a planning app. That's basically whenever I'm in the middle of school and I want it to post an Instagram post at like noon for me, whenever I can't do it physically by myself. And they just added a new feature called Auto Post, which it will post the post for you as long as you prepare it beforehand with the photo and the caption. It worked a few times, and it does kind of give me some insights into what colors it thinks works best and a little bit of my audience insight. But I'm not a super huge fan for it because there's been a few times where I've tried to have it auto post my post for me and it's failed and it's been off time. And I can't do it myself because I'm in the middle of school or something else. So for Plan, I'm not quite sure about it. I will continue to experiment with different planning apps. I'm sure there'll be one that works for me. But it is kind of nice to have a planning app that will keep a little bit of statistics for me and see when my audience is most active or what my audience likes most. And just kind of look at the general layout of my feed, my Instagram feed. The only thing I use it for is Instagram. I'm not sure if it works for other apps or social medias. So definitely Plan is a really great app. I think it's free in the App Store and it works for iOS. I'm not sure about any other ones. So yeah, as I said, I'm going to try and work with Plan Only. And I will let you guys know how that works out in the future, hopefully. So yeah, Instagram, Etsy Sellers, Plan, Procreate. Of course, I have the Anchor app on my phone, which I use to edit my podcast segments after I record them on my computer so I can use this microphone for quality. I know Anchor isn't really for my small business, but it's for part of this podcast, which is kind of a social media for my business. It's kind of like an extension of my business, if that makes sense. So I have the Anchor app. Anchor is free. I set it all up on my phone. You can run an entire successful podcast on your phone without all the fancy technology. Next, an app that I use, this isn't a social media, but Cricut Design Space. I just use it to upload photos and designs from my phone into their database so that I can lay it down on my computer later and make my stickers. Pretty simple, pretty self-explanatory. It's really handy that they have an app that you can use on phone, because whenever I finish the design, and I want to upload it from my phone so that I can use it later, I can just do it from there. Cricut Design Space is free. You just have to have a Cricut Design Space account, I believe, and a machine to go with it. I've tried to make stickers from my phone, and I don't like it very well because for my printer, I have to adjust the preferences before I can print anything so that it will work with my sticker paper, and it does not let me do that on my phone, so I have to do it from my computer. Yeah, but Cricut Design Space is really handy, just kind of another thing to help me make stickers, not really run my social medias, but always handy. Another app that I use all the time, very, very helpful, it's called InShot. This is a video and photo editing app. I use the video editing for it mostly. So basically, whenever I upload YouTube videos, sometimes it helps me make reels with audio problems and stuff. So yeah, YouTube videos, reels. I have a Reels review series where I review other small businesses on my page, and I use that app to edit those videos. I really like the song choices that it has. I think the songs are really aesthetic, really cute, and they're free, of course, which is great. And overall, I just think the editing tools are pretty cool. They've definitely evolved over the years because I feel like I've had that app for a while, probably about 3 years before I started my business for other purposes. Definitely a great editing app for iPhone. I feel like it makes really good quality videos. There's lots of new features like extracting audio, picture-in-picture, animations, lots of new things that I think you can find on professional looking videos. So InShot is definitely great. I haven't used it very much for the photo editing part. I don't know. I just feel like there's not as many features for that, but you can only go so far with photo editing. But definitely great for video editing. There's lots of aspect ratios, lots of text designs. You can import your own fonts. It's great. Yeah, so InShot is definitely a plus for me. I use it all the time on video editing, all the time. Yeah, and it just makes my videos look nice and clean cut. So about photo editing, I use many different apps depending on what I need done. Most of the time for photo editing, for like my Instagram posts, I will just use Procreate because I can just kind of crop the picture and add colors and designs to it, which is pretty simple, and I can just do that from my Procreate app. But if I'm looking for more intricate and not really, design-based, more like if I want to add a filter to my photos, I will either use PixArt, which is free, and I think it's on iOS and Android. Don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure it's on all platforms, but PixArt, I feel like it's very widely known and used photo editing app, but there's a lot of great features to it. There's also some filters that I use, and it's just great for pretty much anything I can think of. And then I use Lightroom, which is free. You just have to make an Adobe account. I use Lightroom for presets on my photos. Sometimes I can just add a little bit of coloring with Procreate, but most of the times photo editing, I'll use Procreate, PixArt, and Lightroom. All those apps are free except for Procreate, $5, like I've said before. So I feel like those are the main apps that I use. Sometimes I'll use Pinterest just if I'm looking for inspiration for an illustration or a design, or just for fun. A lot of apps I just use other than business purposes, just, you know, to scroll on. I don't really use a whole lot of social medias. I have a Facebook account or a Facebook page that I use for my business. I don't post on there a lot because I haven't seen the best results with it, and I'm just having a little bit of trouble figuring that out. I also know that a lot of businesses use TikTok, and I don't really know what to feel about TikTok for businesses. I feel like the growth isn't as good as Instagram Reels, which is a lot like TikTok. I just really don't trust it. It's just kind of iffy for me. I'm still, you know, experimenting with lots of things all the time, but TikTok just hasn't really worked great for my business. There's just so many accounts on there, and I feel like there's not as big of a small business community on TikTok either. So it just kind of depends on how you feel about it. And if it works for you, it works for you, you know, just depending on how you use each app. I feel like that's my main thing for social medias and editing apps. I love editing. Video and photo editing has been one of my passions way before I got a business. I just think it's really fun. And definitely different than usual stuff you can do. Another app that I use, this isn't really related to my business, but my I have a YouTube channel for my business. You can just search Crafts by E on YouTube. And I just use YouTube Studio app, which just lets me know if I have any new comments, a little bit of analytics for my YouTube videos. Pretty simple. I don't use it a whole lot, but yeah, I use that for my YouTube channel. If you have a YouTube channel, I would recommend getting that. It's just another extension of the YouTube app made by Google. Yeah, not really business related, just another little thing. Yeah, I can't really think of a whole lot of apps that I use other than that. I feel like those are like my main top 10. I don't know how many I said, but top 10. Of course, I'm always experimenting with different apps just to, you know, see if anything works better for me or not. But yeah, I feel like that's about it. Those apps definitely help me all the time. I get a lot of compliments on my video editing, and most of it is from InShot. And yeah, so if you want some nice clean cut looking videos, use InShot. Not sponsored. I wish it was. InShot, if you're listening to this, please sponsor me. I would love you forever. Yeah, so that's pretty much all the apps I use. I know I've said that 3 million times. Forgive me, please. As far as how I use them, I did another podcast episode in season one of how I use Instagram for my business. I feel like that's very helpful if you use Instagram for your selling and everything to do with your business. So make sure to go check that out, because I'm not going to explain that in this episode because I've already went over it for an entire long episode. So yeah, InShot, as I said, I use for video and photo editing. Lightroom, PixArt, I use for my photo editing, a little bit of video. Not really sure. That doesn't work the best as InShot. Procreate. Let's get into Procreate. My bae. I love Procreate. Love of my life. I used to have an older, not an older, but I feel like back in the old days on my business, I had a photo, or what I call it, a drawing app, and it was called Ibis Paint X. I think that is also only available on iOS. It was pretty good for drawing and making designs. It wasn't my favorite, but whenever I got Procreate, my digital design world completely turned the tables. Procreate is amazing. If I know it costs $5, but still, it is so worth your money, I can guarantee you. My graphic designs and graphics just in general have skyrocketed, I feel like, in quality. I just think it makes everything look so much better. There's so many different features, textures, brushes, options, layers. I was like, wow, you can use layers like this? Yes, you can. It's great. Of course, Procreate is only available on iOS. I'm so sorry if you cannot access it. But if you do have an iOS phone, get Procreate now for your small business if you're interested in graphic design and things like that. Just the quality and however many brushes. And you, I just figured this out the other day. You can make your own brushes to use for your graphics. I have not been successful in making one yet, but still, how cool is that? So definitely Procreate, graphic design are a yes. I cannot stress it enough, I don't think, but I use Procreate all the time. Probably has a lot of screen time on my phone. Yeah, I just cannot talk enough about it. A few setbacks I feel like it has. I feel like for the iOS version, it's not as advanced in the iPhone as much as it is. As much as it is for the iPad version. So Procreate Pocket, I feel like, is a little bit far behind on Procreate iPad version, but that's okay. I feel like there's not a whole lot of features that it's missing. Yeah, that's just like my only problem with it. But other than that, great features, easy to export photos that you've done, lots of layers. I think you can have like unlimited layers. I mean, I'm sure there's a limit, but quite a few layers on there. Great for illustrations, even if you're not a small business and you just like to draw. Yeah, it's great. I'm just rattling on now, but I use Procreate all the time, probably every single day, I would say. Sometimes I just make products and just mess around with different types of calligraphy, drawing, just doodling, kind of, you know, it's kind of fun. Of course, I use Instagram, Etsy sellers. Let's talk about that. Etsy for sellers. If you don't have Etsy as your main selling platform, this is probably not for you, because this is the app that you use to manage your shop, add new listings, fulfill orders, etc. And definitely, I mean, I couldn't run my business without it because I use my phone and that app is for Etsy sellers. I'm so sorry about the rambling on. I'm really, really trying. I didn't have very many much motivation today, but I'm trying to make a point. So Etsy sellers, I have to have it or I can't run my business. That's just the way it is. It's pretty great. It's really easy to add listings and keep track of your shop. It has stats and it keeps track of like how many visits you got that day, so you can see how your growth is doing, better or for worse. And yeah, pretty basic. I mean, there's nothing really special about it. I just, you know, I have to have it to run my business. There's no way around that. Etsy sellers is my number one because I'm on it and I always check how many visits I got. I like that it notifies me, even if someone doesn't order, if someone favorited that item. So if I can see that a bunch of people are beginning to favorite a single item, I can see if it's doing well or not. And it's also helpful because whenever someone leaves a review on my products, it also gives me a notification about that. So I can see what they want to say about my products and if they liked it or not. So far, I haven't gotten any negative reviews, so that is great. I feel like Etsy sellers could be a little bit different in how they present newer small businesses. Like I've seen a bunch of businesses that I've just sprouted on Etsy, and I think it could give them a little bit more recognition. Well, not like that, but I feel like it could just like promote them a little bit more. Because I feel like I don't really know, but anyways, Etsy could always improve, I'm sure. I feel like they're a really great search engine. I look on Etsy all the time just for random stuff that I probably shouldn't be buying, but I still spend my money on. It's really buyer-friendly because it's really easy to buy something, and you don't have to put your credit card information in every single time, and you can just buy something probably within the minute. So that's really handy. As a buyer myself, I do like how easy it is to purchase something, which is probably a bad thing because then I just purchase too many things than I probably should. So nothing really bad to say about Etsy. I'm sure it could always improve. The stats are great. So that's about it for my apps and how I use them. I can't really think of anything else I use. Of course, I use Cricut Design Space on my computer to make my stickers. And I also use the Anchor website because I'm not sure how to download the app. I'm not that technology advanced like I'm using right now to record my podcast. So I think that's about it for the apps I use. I'm really trying to think of something else that I could recommend to you guys, but I use those all the time. So if you guys have any other apps that you would like to recommend to me, websites that you think would be good for a business, you can always message me on Instagram at craftsbye or DM me on like any platform. Message me on Etsy. My email is craftsbyebiz@gmail.com. I'm always open to trying new things. If I try some new apps that might work better, I'll definitely try and include those in another solo episode. But otherwise, thank you guys so much for listening today. I really appreciate you guys and your business, even though if you're not a small business, I hope you're doing great. I'm sorry. This has been a tough day for me. I hope you had a great day today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you do, make sure to follow us on Spotify and check out our Instagram page, Small Talks with E Podcast, with a period in between each word. If you follow on there, you will receive a lot of updates. Also, I might be making an email list for my business at crafts.bye on Instagram soon. So make sure to check that out for updates, sales, discounts, anything. So if you guys have a great day, I hope that you guys are enjoying season 2. I'm really excited for everything for the season to bring. New cover art for all the episodes, by the way, kind of upping my cover art game. So that's fun. It's kind of fun for me to do video editing, like I've said before. If you want to know a secret, I do all my cover art on Procreate, and I make a collage with the InShot app that I mentioned. Really great for basic photo editing. You don't really need a whole lot of skills just to run those kind of apps that I have been talking about. They're really easy to use. So definitely check those out if you're a small business. I feel like they help me a lot. And also, another quick tip before I go, get a planning app for your business, even if you're not going to use it a lot. Definitely get it. I think it's just helped me a lot. Yeah, so have a great day. I'm rambling on. I'm so sorry for rambling to you guys. But this is my first solo episode of season 2. Many more to come in the future, I'm sure. And I will let you guys know any updates that I have on these apps. Yeah, so that is about it for this episode. Yeah, as always, I will see you guys next time. And thank you for listening. Bye. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Small Talks with E. On today's episode, I interviewed Maddie from Maddie Marie Designs, and we talked about time management and the small business community. If you are not already following this podcast, make sure to do so now, and let's get into it.